Skype of Cthulhu presents A Call of Cthulhu Campaign, Masks of Nyarlathotep, by Larry DiTilio and Lynn Willis.
Do one of you two want to do the recap?
Jonathan would love to. He never gets to do the recap.
Oh dear. Oh dear, oh dear. Session 18. What actually happened? Was it?
That's it? 18?
Yeah, that's it.
Wow.
Right, so we were asking someone about security and staffing at the dig site. We found out it was pretty heavily guarded. Who were we asking?
A former archaeologist. Named the Dutch archaeologist, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I missed the session before, so a bit hazy on those details. We found out there were various other archaeologists at the site, also some psychic, apparently. They had rather heavy security, so fence towers, gates, guards with guns. The psychic and one of the archaeologists apparently never leave the site, but Huva Lubelin might be able to get us in to meet Dr. Henry Clive, the expedition leader. We actually managed to get a letter of introduction, so we have that. We get a load of scrolls, and then we follow cats. this was Cordelia's first session with the group. So she arrived looking for her sister, was rather annoyed when no one could seem to give a straight answer about what actually happened to Ophelia. And then she spent the rest of the day following this crazy group of lunatics around, a load of cats and panthers, and they went to some temple and they put some scrolls in it and they seemed to be happy.
Hang on, wait, we put some scrolls in the temple? I missed.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, the ones that Van Heuvelin had them and Iris had a dream that the cat goddess wanted them returned, and so we returned them.
Okay.
It'll come back to haunt us later.
The next day, we went to the Mosque of Ibn Tulun because did we believe in advance that they had...
We had been told that they had something that was going to get stolen by the Brotherhood.
Yeah. So we naturally warned them. We mentioned the Brotherhood of the Black Pharaoh, and that actually got us... Well, I say us, it got the rest of the party who were not female into the mosque. Where they saw their security, big iron door, and they had some girdle of Nitocris, was it?
Yeah.
We warned them that they were in a lot of danger and that it was probably going to get stolen, but we were assured that that would never happen because they had the best security. security was so good. Much better than anyone else's security. And then the next day we wake up to a news article that says that there has been a tragedy at the mosque. Six of their most respected scholars died when their ceiling of their study room collapsed. And we're fairly sure that the Brotherhood has stolen the girdle. We were considering it, and then we decided, well, nothing's going to happen this night.
Well, I actually was thinking that the real issue was that that it could just as easily get stolen from the hotel, and then we would get killed when that happened. But yeah, I think we thought we had another night, but apparently that's not the way it's arranged. Is there was a brief discussion of actually staking out the mosque overnight. That was quickly swept under the rug, and we went to bed.
But at this point, I guess, so all that's known at the moment is that others died. Is there knowledge that the girdle itself was stolen?
I don't believe we know that for a fact.
Structural accident?
Yeah, I don't think that would have... not been confirmed.
I think we... That was all that happened. We read the paper on the morning of February the 20th, and I believe the session ended then, so if we want to go in...
No, I'm thinking that actually the girdle was underground at the end of a tunnel, sort of some distance, and I'm thinking that would have been the building adjacent to Ibn Tulun itself. So I'm thinking they must have blown up, maybe even sort of like a bank heist, you know, where you go in next to the vault.
Yeah.
That's sort of what I'm picturing. But we should go check it out, certainly, and see what... probably find my character.
At the very least, the scrolls were dropped off in the... what is it?
Cat Temple? Oh, what scrolls?
The ones that were returned. Were they not returned to the mosque? Were they returned somewhere else?
They were returned elsewhere to a cat temple.
Oh, okay.
The scrolls were some spells? Did you...
We have the translations of them, and they seem to be effective in terms of learning spells.
Right.
Is my understanding.
Okay.
Bast.
Yeah.
The Temple of Bast.
Yes, Iris tested them for us very graciously.
Right, my God, exactly. She learned and it activated them quickly.
Yeah.
Lo and behold, she had a little chit chat with Bast.
Is Cordelia's picture the same as her sister's, by the way, Jonathan? She's a twin.
No, the sisters are not identical twins. No.
Okay.
They're not twins, actually. So, or maybe two of them. Actually, I think Cordelia and Ophelia are non-identical twins. And their other sister... Let me just double check. It's been so long since I actually made these characters. Yes, and then the other sister is a couple of years older.
Okay.
It's nice that they won't have to split the family wealth so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those things are always ugly.
Yeah, from a third down to a half now.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's more money than any of them will ever know what to do with.
So up in session 17, I'm sorry, I was just scrolling through. I see Jonathan as Ophelia Morgan, and then there's Arrow Elizabeth. Was that when you were about playing the other sister? Was that something else?
That was basically Ophelia had to take on a fake name to leave England. So she took she had a passport under the name Elizabeth.
Okay, gotcha.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Is someone doing their nails?
No, sharpening. I did hear a sort of sandpapery noise, but...
Sharpening a pencil or something?
Sorry, no, that's probably me. I've got one of my side effects is a shaking leg, and it's making my jacket rub against my mic. I'll try to stop it from shaking.
No worries.
Yeah.
Just work it into
like,
the story.
It sounded like, yeah, it sounded like someone was like, shit, you know.
Just as long as the train doesn't come back, we're okay.
Weird noise too.
Yes, you're suddenly on the train. It's called the Orient Express.
Oh, God, no!
Okay, so we shall start.
So I guess we're having breakfast.
You're at breakfast.
My God, those people act fast.
Well, the new moon's right around the corner.
Why is the new moon important again? I saw that was noted.
That's the that's when the resurrection of Nitocris is supposed to happen, but it's not necessarily any specific new moon as far as we know. But and that resurrection is one step in the way to the real resurrection that will end the world with the sphinxes and everything else, or bringing back Nerlathotep or some such, like calling him. I don't know. Don't really understand all this stuff. New to the game.
Well, I suppose after breakfast we better go back to the mosque to see if they still have that goitel.
Yeah, I think so. I assume they don't. Then we'll have to track it down and get it back from the Brotherhood somehow.
Yep.
Okay.
So we're going to go to the mosque and...
Well... Before you leave for the mosque, Jim, are you ready with your character?
Yes.
Yes, okay. So. No, it's good.
Huh?
Okay, so, Jim.
Yes.
You've come looking for the group.
Of course, I have. A bunch of foreigners came to the mosque yesterday asking all sorts of crazy stuff, and then today, a bunch of scholars that were under my protection have been killed.
Oh, shit.
Very good.
I assume there's a connection.
Uh-oh.
Exactly. Quick question for you, though, Gary, which I will
yes?
chat to you here.
Yep.
The secret question. Best kind.
That's never good.
At least not for us.
Asim died in the pyramids, right? The collapsed pyramids during...
I think most people did.
Yeah. And Cordelia got stuck back in time.
Wasn't...
Ophelia?
Ophelia, I'm sorry.
And Kiki.
No, it was... Miles that got stuck.
And then Kiki just got...
vaporized.
Extra crispied.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Sorry, Gary. I had missed your...
Okay. That's right.
Although I still kind of needed to clarify.
Yep.
And that's missing. That's missing. Everything's missing. That's awesome. Okay. question for... guys came to the mosque, who was kind of leading the... Who was the head of the group at that point? Who am I
looking for? You were looking for... I think it was Alan Stokes.
Alan would have done most of the talking as the Arabic speaker. At one point, Boris learned that the guy we were speaking to speaks English and also had a chunk of conversation.
Yes.
Yeah, so
those two.
And,
so I would show up at the hotel and after,
we are at breakfast. You'd probably find us.
Well, they'll point out towards a table in the, little restaurant, as part of the hotel, where this group of people were sitting.
Just having coffee with everyone. Rubbing his head, you know, still waking up.
Mr. Stokes.
Mr. Zahavi. I look down at the paper. I look at him. I look down at the paper.
It's not Zahavi.
Oh, he's not Zahavi?
No. There's not any, he's not anyone we recognize.
No.
Okay.
I'll say, yes? How
my
can I help you?
Asim Al-Uthman. Yes, sir.
Sure. What brings you here? Yes, we, we're trying to research as well as, I guess warn them that we'd heard of, intent of an attack that was going to happen, which has actually happened.
Yes, you have perpetrated.
No, not our attack, sir. And I like look down at myself and my body and how it is not the type for attacking, especially people with swords that look like they know how to use them. But I do believe, when we spoke to Mr. Zahavi yesterday, that was Zahavi, yes.
Yes.
He was the, okay. So when we spoke to Mr. Zahavi yesterday, we informed him of this cult, the Black Pharaoh, that seems to be causing lots of problems for people. And, It looks like they've continued to cause more problems.
If you only know what you have read in the paper, then you do not know the half of it, Mr. Stokes.
So did Please, they steal everything?
Enlighten me.
Well, I suppose.
Would you like some coffee?
Time for coffee, it is a time for action.
Well, the one often leads to the other.
Yes.
I must tell you that, yes, the girdle has been taken.
That is not good.
The story in the paper is a lie.
Huh.
The roof did not collapse. It was the floor.
Hmm. Hmm. It came up through the floor?
It came up through the floor, yes.
It?
Oh, it what?
I would use some appropriate Arabic name for describing the creature that I don't know.
Yes, it's a large worm-like creature, basically.
Scary as that sounds.
It
sounds scary.
Yeah. In Arabic. Yes. Is this whole conversation in Arabic?
No.
Okay. Yeah, so just that one word.
Did it have a whole bunch of faces all over it? I saw something like that in New York.
So... Worm in Arabic. Al-Fayrus al-Mutankil. Yeah, it sounds a lot scarier.
Yeah.
Arabic.
Killed many of the scholars, killed many of my fellow defenders. It took the sword of Akmala.
So you were one of the men we saw with the swords.
No, he wasn't there when you...
Right, but of the same type of...
Yeah.
...person or training.
Yes.
Hmm. Well, I'm very sorry to hear about the loss of your fellow clergy. Whatever that word is in Arabic.
I don't see why we should be sorry. We warned you.
Yes, well, that still doesn't make it any better that it happened.
Yes, I'm sure you warned us exactly. A large worm would be burrowing up from beneath the ground and destroy the entire building.
So, the Brotherhood has great powers, apparently.
Okay. Okay, just wait. Here we go. Description of it is flowing tentacles and poppy grey black elongated sack of a body. No distinguishing features at all other than reaching groping tentacles. Or was there, yes, a lump in the upper body of a thing, a container of sort for brain, ganglia, or whichever diseased organ governed this horror loathsome life.
Nope.
That's fine. That's the description.
Well. Yum. That sounds like good eating.
Even scary in English.
So, you said it was a time for action. What are you proposing? Yes? Can we follow it? Is there a track somewhere that we can see how it got back to its masters? I mean, presumably it was under the control of the Brotherhood, and the Brotherhood has now the items taken from your mosque and Perhaps the next step is to try to retrieve them.
There's a worm left a hole. Did it, Gary? Am I just making that up?
No, it left a hole. Okay. Left quite a big hole.
Like a tunnel. Okay, yes.
Yes. That was directly, basically directly underneath the chest which it was in.
So, Mr. Asim, are you suggesting that we crawl through that hole?
Of course.
Oh my god, that doesn't sound like a good idea to me.
Then, dear lady, you can remain here. If you have interest in the riddle and protecting it, this is the way.
Oh. I've finished my coffee.
Okay, just to give you a sort of thing, Jim, the average size of these things are 260.
Yep.
So just think of the size of a hole it would create.
Yep. Yeah, that's pretty, yeah. Don't even have to duck.
I think I better change my dress.
Sure, we'll wait.
I go get in my, appropriate caving clothes. Pants and flats.
I was going to say a romper.
Yeah.
Even my poi is behind.
I don't know. You might need them to trade for your life.
Got these African earrings I picked up a long time ago. I can part with those.
All right. They'll work.
Oh, when he describes it, those who have mythos can make a roll.
Okay.
Oh, I got that.
Ooh, 09.
Hey. You might learn something.
99.
You might not.
Has Cordelia been reading some of Ophelia's messages?
Yes.
Oh, no, I'm looking at the wrong sheet, aren't I? Cordelia doesn't have any...
Oh, of course not. Right. Same issue with Wade. Wode. Where's Wode?
Yeah, so nobody passed?
No.
No, okay. Cool.
But it's mean, we know that.
They're big.
So yeah, I guess we should get some flashlights and...
What makes you think, yeah, after it killed all those people, that we're going to stand a chance if we run into it?
Well, I'm hoping we won't run into it. But if we can figure out where it went to, and maybe there'll just be people at the other end. And we can recover the artifacts. Is Asim have a nice sword with him? You look armed and ready for battle. muted?
Yeah, he probably has a mute button right on the pommel of his sword.
Yeah. That was a lot of troubles in battle. Lack of communication.
He refuses to speak until we follow him.
Exactly.
Smart man, Matt.
I carry my sword at all times.
Okay. Awesome.
What kind of sword is it?
A deadly one.
Is it one of those big curvy ones?
Scimitars. Yes, yes.
But it has to be, right? I mean,
it does have to be, yeah.
There's
yeah.
really no other choice.
The one that guy was carrying,
you have a scimitar.
Yeah. The one that guy was carrying when Indiana Jones so casually shot him in the street.
Just because some watch retard lobbed a scimitar at you.
Yes, so Mr. Asim, do you think you are prepared to take on one of these worm things?
If we can recover the sword, then yes.
But until we have recovered the sword, we are defenseless.
I suggest we avoid it, as your friend here, Mr. Woad, suggested.
Very well.
I could use some more big bruises. I keep asking my letters to send some, but none of them showed up yet.
No doubt they'll show up pretty soon, though.
Okay, so
yeah, I like how it's yeah, we should avoid this worm, but we're going straight into the wormhole. Yeah. Perfect.
I think the worm was a servant, I'm sure. It'll just be gone.
Okay, so you're heading back to the mosque?
Mm-hmm. And we don't even have to worry about getting lost.
No. Definitely not. And you get back and you're led to the underground section, which there's this big, big, massive hole that goes directly down.
Oh, you know, I just thought of a question. Mr. Asim, did this worm have anybody with it? I mean, it seems kind of strange for a worm to grab a goitel and a sword and just... How's it going to carry that stuff?
Probably in its mouth.
Had many tentacles grasping. Was there anyone with it that we saw?
No. Presumably. No. No, basically the tentacle took the chest and also took Nassim, who was the leader who carried the sword.
Ah, wielding the sword that was taken, yes.
Yes, but he injured the creature with the sword.
Well, not enough.
That's a bonus.
Yeah, that's good to know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, so, Nassim Afiti, right? Who was met, he's in an article, he was met before.
Nassim Afiti. Yep.
Okay.
Okay, and yes, you look around, basically, the thing. You notice, basically, what would be a bloody mess, basically. The area is covered in blood and gore, of course. There is materials that... Those of you who have looked at the people of the monolith realize that this is the same, that it's basically you find a scrap of skin that basically it seems to be the same material that the people of the monolith is bound in.
People of the Monolith is the book?
Is yes. a book, yes. Is Did one of the books.
That's the one. That's the one that I learned the summon Byaki from. Correct.
I think so.
So I think it was.
That's one of those books that's been around for a while. Like since yeah. before. Okay.
Hey man, that's why they bind it in human skin.
not in super human sturdy. Skin. Not human skin.
Unknown no. skin.
It was unknown skin and...
Whoa.
What That's what that? The worm sounded like. It was taunting us.
Yeah, it was unknown skin, and this is basically that same skin.
Oh, great.
That is bound, that binds the people of the Monolith.
Worm skin.
Good stuff.
Worms could be the latest fashion.
Well then, doesn't look like we have any other better directions, so
no. So yeah, I guess we can get our ropes and whatnot and head down the hole.
Okay, well, make me, since you're using ropes, make me climb rolls with bonus dice. Who's going first?
I'll fail first. Oh, you'll fail first? Excellent. Okay. Climb. Oh, look at that.
Normal success without a bonus die. I will ignore the bonus die to keep a normal success.
Just having flashbacks to Max's scenario where climb was not a strong spot.
Yeah. The guy weren't very helpful at all in that one. This time, Betsy is happy that she changed into pants because she got a tearful three.
Ooh.
Wow. So, anybody actually fail?
Will yep. did.
I did as well.
Passes with a bonus die.
Okay, so make me dex check and tell me how well you make it.
Both of the failures.
Yep.
That was a fumble. That's... Or bot.
No. Oh, nice. Okay. I made mine exactly on the nose. Okay.
Can you... Okay. You're... just starting down the pit when your hands slip and you take a tumble, you fall down. Which number were you in terms of the climbing order?
I think Woad was second after Asim.
Okay. Asim, make me a luck roll, please.
Cordelia was definitely going down last.
Asim?
Hard success.
Hard success? Okay. You dodge him as he falls past you. Do you want to try to grab at him?
Of course.
Okay. Make me a hard dex check.
Hard dex
check. Yep. To grab him. Nope. Okay.
And I'm not willing to spend 3 points of luck on it.
So.
Sorry.
All good. Just the feeble like arm went that way. Direction. She's like, oh, sorry, I missed.
Maybe he'll land. A normal success. That might be worthwhile.
Maybe he'll land on something soft like a giant worm.
Like a worm.
Yeah.
Okay, so you fall quite a number of feet down. Can you make me a luck roll to see how far you fall?
Oh, God.
That's a fail.
How much did you fail by?
Oh, 30.
Okay. We'll say you fall 30 feet.
Sure.
So I think that's, isn't it D6 per?
So that's survivable.
10 feet?
Sure. Well, certainly in D&D it is.
Just wait, right, I'll negate just... the first 10 feet. We do that, right?
Fools.
We may need to take one of these mosque warriors with us, it looks like.
Where's Fools? Full and suffering damage. D6.
D6 on the grass, D10 on the concrete per 10 feet.
I'm going to say because it's loose dirt, it's going to be D6. So 3D6.
You're going to roll it?
Yep. 13.
Okay. All right. Well, that puts me right at dead. Broken neck on the fall.
Boris! No!
Sorry, you guys aren't down there yet. You haven't found out.
Oh, that's right.
Damn it.
So how many hit points did you have?
12.
So you get minus one. So they could, if they successfully apply a medicine roll.
Yeah, but I don't think anyone's got a grappling gun to get down really quick.
With her 0-3, I think Betsy will do some Aussie rappel straight down and zoom.
Well, no, it sinks down first and sees him. So I'll give Asim a chance to do a medicine roll.
Medicine, not first aid.
First aid will stabilize him. He'll still be on zero, but.
I thought you were going to give him a sword roll.
Exactly. Even finish him off.
Right? Just a little poke.
Humane death, yes.
A first aid.
I fail the first aid. Is it worth spending luck on it, Edwin? Do we need to save you?
It's not particularly important.
Okay. There is nothing I can do for this man.
He's brand new, and yeah, he doesn't have a lot of knowledge.
Okay, so, Edwin?
I hope you did not know.
All good. You know, when you fail six rolls in a row, something bad's bound to happen.
He was just an unlucky dude.
That's right. He got.
He should have never traveled to Egypt.
Exactly. He got somewhere he shouldn't have gotten, and
he had
the wrong accent.
Yeah. Okay. So Boris is no more.
You know who we could use? A good street urchin.
Ooh.
Maybe a Tibetan? Speaks.
So confusing.
Yes.
A Tibetan child who's here at the mosque. On a
student. Yeah.
That's like, what, 50 Cthulhu Mythos and...
Right. And a healing spell.
Okay. If you want to roll up a street urchin, you can, or if you want to roll up another member of Miles' group.
I think Asim would have a little street urchin helping him out. I can find that pretty quickly.
Yep.
Yeah, I found a nice treasure trove of pre-gens, actually. I'll see if there's a nice... might have been Chaosium's. Yep.
And Dollhouse has a good quick generator as well.
Okay.
Yeah,
so then I made my dex roll.
You're good. You're fine. Okay. You basically caught onto the rope.
I thought we were just creating our own pile of bodies. with no help from the cultists. Neatly stacked at the bottom of the wormhole.
No, the problem was his botch that really did it. He was still quite high up when he fell. Yes. So you guys get down to the bottom to find a seam standing over a dead Boris.
What have you done?
For your loss.
Good God, Egypt has become way more deadly since the last time I was here.
I hope he was not too good a friend.
Yeah.
Well, he was Russian.
Okay. Now, also down this, there's a little bit of a tunnel that basically angles off, and you follow it for a little while, and basically it's collapsed in further down. And just before the point of collapse, you find an arm, which is, and in the hand of the arm is the sword, the scimitar.
Oh, well, that was easy. I assume I recognize it as the.
Oh, yeah.
Only cost us one PC.
That's pretty cheap considering.
Pick it up.
Yeah. But yes, the trail ends here.
I recognize the arm.
It's got the jewelry. You do think it may be Nassim's arm.
I spit it out.
I will kneel over the arm and say a little blessing, then pick up this one.
Alright, so he's a little older of a street urchin.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be fine.
What is this sword called again? The sword of worm killing?
Dragon's Bane?
Dragon's Bane. That'd be nice. Yeah, this thing is spelled W-Y-R-M, right?
Ibrahim bin Yusuf.
Well, it's up to Jim's character to. Did you mention what it was called? I can't remember. Yeah.
This is it.
Yes. Does Jim, for your knowledge, it basically does normal scimitar damage, except for it can damage anything, any creature from any plane.
Oh, convenient. Take it.
All right. That's all good. Now I will give myself a knife skill here of some sort. Is knife is still just fighting brawl, or do we do fighting knife?
Knife is under, I think it's under brawl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just does damage differently. Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
I was never really sure, like, when you need a specialization and when it's just a brawl type thing.
Someday we will learn the rules to this game, but not today.
Yeah, knife is fighting bro.
Okay.
Sword is not, though. Sword is.
No, right. Yeah.
apparently the difference is if it's 2 feet or more, then it's a sword. You
have to have the sword. Very good.
It's the size of the knife.
23-inch knife. Vicious. I tried the 25-inch knife, and I just couldn't get the handle of it. It just didn't feel right.
Oh, man.
So, I take it you climb back out?
Well, sure. Is it completely
tunnel just
collapsed?
Ended, right, somehow?
It's completely collapsed. Yeah. I mean, you try digging further and to look, and you can't get any further.
So, is there like a kind of an obvious direction that the tunnel was going?
Make me a navigation roll.
Ooh, I'll roll that too, since I'm local.
Oh.
As we discuss it, I will fail it.
Another very good roll for Betsy. But I don't know what base is.
10.
Yeah, no, not that good.
So did anybody make it?
No.
No. Okay. You're not totally 100% for sure. How much did you fail by?
I failed by 10, and I got a 34, so I failed by 24.
Okay. You think roughly towards... You actually think roughly it might have been heading towards Giza direction.
Wow.
But that's the best you can come up with.
Yes, there's no reason it couldn't travel miles or tens of miles.
Hey, where is that the camp that Van was telling us about? Is that in the city or is that out somewhere in the desert, but is it closer to Giza, that direction?
You're thinking of
the archaeological dig.
Yeah. They're out.
Pretty much the area of Egypt and the rest of Africa is in that general direction. Yeah. Not sure if they're climate... down any.
Yeah.
They're currently at Memphis. Okay. But you do know that they found the body of Nitocris in the smallest pyramid in Giza. That's where it disappeared.
I mean, it seems like we might need to disrupt the ceremony, either ahead of time or on the night.
Do we know where the ceremony is to take place?
You are the scholar.
I am not the scholar. I am a warrior.
Didn't we know where the... not the Clive expedition, but the Carlisle expedition. Didn't we know where they did their ritual?
Yeah.
They did their ritual
at the tumbled down, collapsed pyramid. No, the one next to the bent pyramid. I don't remember. But yes, we do know.
Yeah, Warren Bassat. Didn't he?
Yeah, I think... Yeah.
Yeah.
The guy that witnessed them. Yeah.
I have a street urchin I am on friendly terms with. Perhaps I can ask you. He may have heard something about the ceremony.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was the collapsed pyramid at Medium. Yeah, where they did their ritual.
Oh, but if it's to resurrect Nidocris, isn't that
might be at her place?
Right, and that would be the Clive expedition we found out they're excavating.
Well, they originally found the body in the smallest of the three pyramids at Giza. The body then disappeared from that pyramid with the guards. The sarcophagus basically was stolen from that pyramid and the guards were killed. But it was not dragged from the pyramid. But the current Clive expedition is actually at Memphis at the moment, and they've been there for 5 months.
Can I ask the surviving scholars of the mosque where they think the ceremony might be held?
Well, they don't know much about the let me give them a roll. Let's see. Don't know much about the group. Oh, except for one scholar rolled very well and says, well, he believes that there may be he remembers reading about a great chamber that is believed to be under the pyramids at Giza.
Good.
It's rumored that there's this great great chamber somewhere under the pyramids of Giza.
Any of the three in particular?
He's not sure, but he believes that it may, there may be extensive tunneling, so there may be many entrances to get there.
So we have, 6 days left? Roughly.
Yeah, well, we could start searching now.
To find a unknown
tunnel
that could be connected to miles of underground tunnels. Huzzah!
Mm-hmm.
Well, so our best lead is the Henry Clive and his expedition, right?
Well, now Memphis and where the pyramids at Giza are totally separate. Yes.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so no. So Clive's not going to be a help if we're looking for a secret chamber underneath.
But he will not be a hindrance either.
Why do we think they're important? Are they
well, the only thing that they were important for was that they found the body of Nidocris and it was stolen from them. It seems. And they've moved on from the pyramids at Giza.
But they were following the in the steps of the Carlisle expedition, right? See, I'm looking back in the
notes. No, they weren't following the Carlisle.
It's a different dig. But also funded by the Penhew Foundation, right?
Oh, that is correct. Okay.
Yeah.
So they're related monetarily, or I guess, you know.
Yeah.
By their sponsors.
Right.
Van Heuvelen has a feeling they're up to no good, right, Doctor?
No, Van Hooven had no idea.
He was just pissed at them because they fired him for being drunk.
Right. Okay.
Which...
Oh, so the Clearly Evil was just in the notes. It was just a editorial edition.
Might have been an editorial.
Yep.
Sometimes that happens.
Yeah.
So I guess we pick a pyramid and start searching.
So you head out to Giza.
Nothing bad ever happens if you go looking into pyramids.
No.
Alan looks at Tito. And then back at Cordelia. And then back at Tito. Sure.
Okay, so
we've just scooped up the street urchin along the way.
He's a little older than a street urchin, but yeah.
Yes.
Well, maybe he's one of those people that's, you know,
he's more of a fixer,
catching tourists at the pyramid.
Yeah.
Taking them out there.
Well, he's a friend of Asim knows him.
Yeah.
That's cool. He still has to have a job, right?
Absolutely. Or not. Yeah.
Not. Jack of all trades, master of none.
Yeah, he's kind of a...
Okay, so where do you want to look? You've got the different pyramids in Giza. You know about the Menkaure pyramid, which is where the body of Nitocris was.
Well, I'd say that's probably the best place to start. Where the body was. I mean, stands to reason if that's where she was buried, maybe that's the most connected to this weird cult and chamber.
You are the scholar.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I know. I'm listening to you.
Well, we agree then. Fine.
It's a good thing that we have such an eminent archaeologist.
Yes.
Work out the way this chamber might be.
What is this guy's name, by the way, Edwin?
Ibrahim Ibn Yusuf.
Okay.
Okay. You meet up with Ibrahim.
Yes.
And head.
Yeah.
To Giza. So you're going to start with. Can you guys make me luck rolls at the Menkaure?
Party luck or individuals?
Individual.
No.
Extreme success.
Fail.
Nope.
Where are we at the Menkaure? Is that what you said?
Yeah, that's where Nitocris. Yeah, the Menkaure.
Yeah, okay, the body was found of Nitocris. Or
yeah, body of Nitocris. Or mummy stolen. Of Nitocris.
Just stolen, right? Because no one actually saw it. None of us.
Well, no, they found it. The Clive expedition found it. And then the body was stolen from them.
Right, yeah. I mean, we didn't have anything to do with it.
No.
Right, we didn't steal it.
Yeah.
Right. Beat us again.
Not that we wouldn't have.
Yeah.
Okay. Seem, you're outside the temple when you notice basically beneath an ancient-looking stone slab in the rock tombs, some 50 yards southeast of the Menkaure Pyramid. It connects with basically the you find an what looks like an entrance. It connects with a long, winding tunnel.
I have found a secret passage.
Is it worm size?
I hope not.
Yeah.
Well.
Does anyone have
onward and downward? Well, yes. Yeah. You told your friend to bring some.
Well, and if not, I'm sure Abraham can steal one.
Yes, but I have acquired a good collection, and I will hand them out.
Okay.
They have fresh batteries.
You head down into the tunnels. Okay, you follow. Just wait. Give me 2 seconds.
We should be careful. Every time we go down into places like this,
okay, are you
bad things happen?
Now, what are you carrying for light again? Torches?
Electric torches.
Electric torches. Okay. Basically, as you're walking down, a violent blast of wind blows through the tunnel.
The tunnel.
Out from the tunnel. Out from the tunnel.
I think a worm is exhaling.
If you're carrying any paper, basically the paper gets pulled out of your hands. Yeah.
Good thing we have these electric torches.
Yes.
Okay, and you continue to travel until you get into a larger tunnel with a passageway to the left and to the right.
Dindy well, Mr. Mode. Scholar.
So we look left and look right, I guess. Is there any signs of the worm?
No. You can't see any signs of the worms.
Of the worms passing before?
No, not here.
Like,
no.
Big scratch marks?
Is the tunnel that big?
The main tunnel... just wait. Okay, so like the tunnel you just came from, was about 2 or 3 feet wide. While the tunnel you've entered now is more like 15 feet wide.
Holy.
So it's a lot wider.
Damn. Okay.
And to the.
Carved, or is it like a worm tunnel? Or?
Carved. It's a man-made tunnel. This big tunnel that you've entered seems to be a carved one, while the one you've come in seems to be a roughly hewn.
But still man-made.
Yes.
So, a quick question about time, because we do have a deadline here to the new moon. Would it have taken us, could we get out there the same day? Is it that close, or would it have been...
You still would have gone out there the same day. The geyser is reasonably close to Cairo. Yeah.
Great.
Okay. So, when you look to the left, your torches... it basically extends left, and to the right you can see a bend making it curve around sort of, if I'm to give you north, south, east or west, it seems to curve in a go in a northwesterly direction. Northeasterly direction.
What I'm looking for is which direction puts me going towards
under
a pyramid. Yeah, underneath a pyramid.
You think left would take you to a pyramid, the actual pyramid of Menkara.
Then let's go left.
And this place is pitch dark except for our torches, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Pitch dark. Okay. You head left. Okay, so left leads you basically as you're walking through down this passageway, warm liquid seems to drip from the tunnel ceiling. The stone beneath is slick and red. It looks like blood, but apparently, but there's no apparent source. Just blood dripping from the ceiling.
Unless I kind of catch a little bit on my fingers and rub it, is it the consistency of blood as well?
Yes. Ugh. Do you want to taste it?
No. Well, I'll sniff it, though. I will sniff it.
The tunnels are bleeding.
Make a dex check to see if you accidentally stick it in your mouth.
you get to basically what is effectively a dead end. You think at one stage it looks like there may have been an entrance here.
Searching around.
Yeah. Look for the concealed doors that the Egyptians are famous for.
92. Dang it. Come on, dice.
34, but I don't know what I'm rolling against. My spot hidden is a success.
You guys basically find nothing. It looks like it's been sealed somehow.
Uh-huh.
You do think it was... You think that behind this would be the chamber of the Queen Nitocris.
Has been sealed. Does it? Can we tell in any way how recently? Perhaps an archaeologist.
You do notice. Basically, footsteps leading in the opposite direction when you look down at the ground. By the way, occasionally. When you're walking, you do find patches of purple or putrid green fungi, which seems to glow.
Oh, great.
Interesting.
Oh, by the way.
Geology, not botany, so.
Yeah. And along this tunnel, loathsome image panels, the walls depicting men with heads of animals with human limbs, and alien entities performing cruel and disgusting and obscene activities. You are using light, so...
Oh, just that you failed to mention. The terrible, terrible hieroglyphics on the walls.
Yes.
And the crazy bioluminescent fungus dotting that. Oh, you know, to highlight
and the floor's bleeding.
Blood from nowhere.
And, just and make bleeding, me, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just
you
make
want
me
sand check?
Check?
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, just a sand check.
Ooh. That's my second roll of the day I've passed.
That's
Virginia
doesn't care.
Okay,
anybody, she's used to this.
Yeah, anybody who anybody who fails basically just loses D3. Okay. Okay, so what are you going to do?
Drive the other direction.
So you head back. You wind your way past the tunnel that you came in by.
Well, are we leaving? Clearly, this is the way to go. Just need to find the way to open this door.
Again, which of you brought the dynamite?
I can get some. It will take a little while.
How about some pickaxes or digging tools?
Those I could get more quickly.
What does the stone? It's a stone wall.
It's a stone wall. Yes. Yeah. Could I make a geology check on it to see if Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's see here. I've got a 41 in geology, and I got a 57. Oof. I don't know if I'm going to burn the luck on that.
Okay.
Goes against your profile, Max.
You just know it is a tough... It does look quite solid, a solid wall. You think this would be right next to the Chamber of Nitocris inside the pyramid. That's what
okay.
I said before. Okay, so if we're looking for a secret chamber, then this wouldn't be the chamber. If no, you don't think this is
yeah,
the right.
So yeah. So yeah, maybe we should just go back the other way since obviously we found that this tunnel leads to the Chamber of Nitocris. Maybe the other way leads to the actual secret chamber.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Max. Did you make your roll to figure out how long ago it has been sealed up? Or is that obvious, Gary?
Well, I mean, I didn't make my geology roll, so
okay.
I don't know if I can necessarily tell if, you know.
No, you can't tell
that much
like
about
archaeology,
that
right? Wall. Isn't that what archaeologists do, is figure out when things were done?
Well, but I don't think there's anything we can see that's worked here.
Well, no, the
passage
has been sealed. There is a worked... I thought it seemed obvious that there was that work had been done to seal up the passage.
No, right. I'm more interested in whether, the Clive expedition may have... had
right.
something to do with this a few days ago, or if it was done in the ancient past.
Right, exactly. And I thought that would be obvious, but maybe you're saying there is no recent work. I mean, there's not a collapsed-in tunnel or a caved-in tunnel?
No, it's not a caved-in tunnel. It's a solid wall.
Oh, so it just ends.
It just ends in a solid wall, and you know that on the other side is where the chamber... where they found Nitocris's body.
Okay.
But it just seems to end. You can't find a secret door.
Well, let's go the other way.
What if someone should shoot it or something? I mean,
the door?
Yeah.
That is how you go about things. Sure somebody has a gun.
Stand back!
Betsy pulls out her little 22.
There we go.
Pop, pop.
Okay, just make me roll. Don't botch.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Nothing difficult. Don't worry.
I did not botch.
Okay.
Hit it, though. Well, it doesn't really matter. I'm sure I can hit it.
Basically, the ball. Yeah. No, it's more hitting somebody else. basically, you hear the ping, ping of the bullets bouncing off the wall, and there's no marks on the wall.
Oh. Very hard rock.
That's not normal, is it? I mean,
the geologist would say no.
No. Not normal at all. Let's go the other way.
So you head back in the other direction, past the blood.
Mikey is going right.
Yep. You follow the passageway. Okay, just wait. Continue on. Now, you get up to a section where there's a passageway to your right, which is about 2-3 feet wide. You've basically curved around and now are heading, you think, south. And there's a passageway off to the right, about 2-3 feet wide. Do you want to go down it, or do you want to continue along this main passage?
Can we see if there's more footprints or tracks in one direction than the other?
Make me spot hidden.
Nope.
Nope.
Yes.
You think that you seem to think that there doesn't seem to be any tracks heading down to the right, but they do seem to head south along the main, what I call the main one, which has got all the carving.
Okay.
The main tunnel.
Well, let's do that. And then can I also make an archaeology roll with the hieroglyphics on the wall to see if they're of any known, like, sect or type of culture? Ought 3! Boom!
Right.
At least I'm good for something.
They're nothing you've ever known. These are not normal hieroglyphics. Do you have mythos?
I do, at 5.
Make me a mythos roll.
Okay.
Get a bonus die because you made your archaeology roll.
53 and a 93. I don't have enough luck to make that a success.
Okay, you don't recognize anything, but you know none of this is not normal, but it is really, really old. The carving on the wall is extremely old. You would probably place it around the rock dynasty of the Black Pharaoh.
Interesting. Okay, well, that makes sense at least, thankfully.
Okay, so you... Which way are you going? Down the main passageway, south?
Yeah, continue down the main passageway.
Okay, you continue down the main passageway.
I wonder... If there is a secret rite, perhaps the chamber opens for the secret rite.
The the tunnel, as you're heading down, you basically, the tunnel sharply turns to the left, to east, and you continue on east and follow it around, and then there's a what looks like a branch tunnel off to the south.
Again, I think we're looking for most foot traffic, and then...
Okay, spot hidden.
05.
21. Something.
Most of the foot traffic continues along this main. You do see the 05, you see some foot traffic that do head down that branch tunnel.
Okay, then we will...
Somebody has gone this way.
Well, we'll head down that way.
Okay, so you're following down the branch, going south?
Yep.
Okay.
That won't kill us.
You continue down the branch until you get to a junction. There's a branch to the left, and it continues, and there's also one that basic branch to the east, and the branch that you're following basically continues on to the southwest.
Person could get lost down here for weeks.
Which way do you want to go?
The lifetime.
I think we're just continuing to follow any tracks we can find. I made a successful spot hidden to spot more hidden tracks.
How good a...
Just a regular.
You don't see any tracks.
They are being secretive.
So, which way are you going to go?
East.
East. Okay, you head east. Following this east, can you, who's in the lead? Because this is a tight, narrow.
Probably me.
You're in the lead?
I mean, I am the archaeologist.
Can you make me a spot hidden, please?
Uh-oh, sounds like a trap. 22, regular success.
We're going to have a giant boulder following us.
That's right.
Okay. you quickly stop as you see, as you come across a narrow, deep pit that looms at your feet.
Oh, wait.
You avoid the slippery edge.
Pit trap.
Wow.
It,
the stories are real.
You think it looks like a 30-foot drop.
Oh, man. Glad I had that eye exam last month.
We know what happens to 30-foot drop.
I would kill a private investigator.
Yeah.
We have seen this.
And how far across is it?
It's not very far across. You could probably leap across it if you
wanted
to do a jump check.
Freaking great idea.
Yeah, we're all very well trained in jump, I'm sure. Is there no way around it?
Did no. Abraham have brought any kind of supplies besides the flashlights?
Yes, rope. We have rope, shovels, ropes, and shovels.
So then tie the rope to the person who's going to leap over, and then we'll all hold on to the rope in case they fail their climb, or I mean their jump check.
Then they will fall the length of the rope and have their waist broken?
No. We're not going we're not going to hold the end of the rope and give them a whole bunch of slack.
So this is just so they can climb back up if they survive?
Why can't we not simply go back outside and find a long lot of wood?
They'll still hit the bottom of the pit. They'll just be tied to a rope when they do it.
I don't know if there's like a lumber supply.
You're
right outside in the middle of the desert.
Oh,
Wait a minute.
Yeah, Geezer is actually. Yeah, it's very close.
Could someone climb across the wall?
You do remember that the main passageway continues.
Maybe we just go back out and keep going down the main passageway. How long would it take us to get back to where we entered the tunnels from here?
I mean, you're looking at just wait. So let me go look at the scale. You've basically come just roughly about 200 feet from the entryway. So from the main tunnel.
Right. No, but how long would it take us to get back outside?
You've probably traveled about.
But I mean, we did go one way and then come back past where we came in, and then went the other way.
You've gone about almost would be over 1,000 feet. So what's your?
So still not very long.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
I mean, but you can continue down the main passageway as well, because that continued east.
We could, but why don't we just get a go out and get some wood, like Jim suggested, and we'll just continue the way that we saw the tracks going.
Well, you did see tracks going both ways. You did see tracks going down. The most of the tracks went down the main corridor, and some of the tracks came down this way. But yeah, if you want to,
What does the party want to do?
Well, let's maybe explore a little bit, because if there's tracks coming down here, I'm sure people aren't coming down here and are regularly jumping across this pit.
Well, you haven't seen tracks come into this passageway, this eastern passageway. You basically got to the point of the junction and you lost the tracks. There weren't any tracks left.
So we don't have any real reason to follow this particular path.
Only that we can't.
Yeah. We can always come back here if we don't find anything on the other ones. I don't know why we should waste our time. It's got to be getting late.
Yeah, well, let's just keep going in the southern path then.
You follow southwestern path. Okay, just wait. Okay. Who's at the back of the group?
Ha!
That's Cordelia, right?
Yeah. I would imagine so.
Okay. Okay, so as you're traveling down this passageway, just wait, okay, so Cordelia, can you make me a listen check?
No.
Okay.
I hear nothing.
It's very quiet.
She's thinking, what am I going to do with all the inheritance that I'm going to get now that now that I don't have to split it with one extra sister?
Okay, so
do the rest of us hear her scream?
Okay, so basically you're traveling along. Cordelia, basically the first thing you noticed is basically you notice movements from behind you as you spin around this human creature with a bull head. It is with some other creatures behind it, basically charge you. It's only big enough for the bull one. Basically, its horns gorge into your body.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Okay. You take 5 points of damage.
Oh.
Turn
around. See what this
as she screams.
what noise she's making now.
And you all see sand checks for everybody, by the way. When you see these creatures, there's five creatures in all.
95. So,
72.
What's the
okay
penalty for a fail?
Those who fail lose D8. Those who don't lose anything.
That's five. That's the magic number.
Ooh, only two.
That's five.
Didn't you botch?
Wouldn't 96 be a botch?
You're right. Yeah. So ideal roll. Hey, I fail my ideal roll. I have no idea what's going on.
Betsy also hit the five.
Make an idea roll.
She failed that.
Well done.
Yes.
What the hell's happening? What the heck is this?
So am I currently impaled?
No, it's just basically
you're gored.
You've been gored, and you're being knocked down now, and it's about to grab for you. Behind it is a cheetah, a crocodile, a hippo.
They walk into a bar.
Yeah.
a falcon.
Wow.
Menagerie.
Oh, basically the heads of these creatures, but with human bodies. They are average height size, but luckily you're lucky that this is wide enough that only one can attack at a time.
Okay. Do I have any chance of... Well, okay, I can run now, I take it.
You can run past the other people, yes. You're on the ground, so you basically... Yeah, you're on the ground. You've been knocked down.
Yeah.
Is there... Get up again.
Wait a second. I think I took my hit point damage on my magic points.
Clever.
What was it? 5 points?
5 points, yeah.
Okay, great. Then I actually have to roll to see whether I stay conscious, and I just do. Okay.
Okay, yeah, so you're conscious and lying on the ground.
You didn't sound that excited about staying conscious, Jonathan. Don't you want to be here for the fun?
Now, you all beat these creatures. They're fairly slow. So what's your dexes?
I'm at 60. Ibrahim is at 65.
I'm at 55. Alan.
I'm sorry, what are we looking at?
Dex.
Yeah, 65 as well.
Okay, so can we just write it down in the doc? Sorry.
Whoa.
Just write your dex down in the doc. I mean, they're at 35, so. So it's more to see which order you guys go off in. 65.
Sorry.
Alan's at 55. Betsy's at 65. And Cordelia's at 85. So Cordelia's first, yep. Then Alan's last. And the other three. So Cordelia, you, if you want to get up, make a dex check. I take it you want to get up and run. You're saying.
I'm muted. That's yes. So I make the dex roll. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Hard give success if it matters.
And what are you doing? So you get up.
Basically, I get up and I try to run out. You know, past the others so that.
Okay. Make a dodge roll.
Okay, dodge is also quite good. Ooh, that is... I could make it an extreme, but it's a hard.
Well, you successfully dodge past everybody else.
Get out of my way, you fools!
running down, and you end up basically at a dead end. Okay, Ibrahim, what are you doing?
Well, Asim has the sword. So let's see. I guess I will. So how far did Cordelia get before she sort of stopped up short? Is it just behind us?
At a little bit down, and she turns a corner, and basically it's a dead end, so you can't see her at this stage.
And there's five of these monsters coming at us?
Yeah.
Asim, do we stand and fight?
But of course.
All right. I will... charge the bull-headed man with my knife.
Okay, now, yep. I'll let two people physically attack at the same time. These creatures.
I will get I could spend luck.
So, yeah, I'll spend some luck, and I will get, I guess you can decide what you're doing, but I will get an extreme success. And that is 9 damage, if it does anything.
Some knife.
It is sort of a machete.
It is 23 inches long. Exactly.
So, how much damage did you do, sorry?
9.
9, okay. Here's one.
He's a strong guy.
Okay, it's still standing.
But of course,
these creatures don't actually
take any damage.
Well, they take damage, but they don't. I'll just wait.
Yeah. Is it bleeding?
It's not bleeding, but you do seem to have damaged it. Okay. But it's still coming. A scene.
I believe you said 2 of us could fight them at the same time.
Yes.
The mighty swing of the magic sword.
Okay, just give me 2 seconds. I just need to look up something. Sorry. Okay, so Asim, okay, you missed now. Betsy.
Sorry, muted. Yeah, so since Cordelia just kind of turned the corner, I'm going to Betsy will bravely pull her pistol and yell, "Get him, boys!" and run around the corner after Cordelia.
Okay, you follow and you're standing
you
front. You
bastard.
You run in. You run in the same direction as Cordelia to find Cordelia standing basically at a dead end.
Alan's gonna pull out his shotgun.
Duck.
Nice.
Load up 2 shells.
Yep.
And I guess, well, I can't fire through the 2 gentlemen, so
yeah. Well, you could technically fire through them.
Well, yes. Not between them, but through them, yes. No, I'll just stand there and tell them, I'm here if you need me.
Yay.
Okay, we go to their turn. The bull, since it is the only one that can attack. Let's see. it's a 50-50 chance. It takes a seam. Okay, let's see. And the its horn gores into a seam. Do you want to fight back?
Yeah. I do want to fight back.
Okay.
Spend some luck to fight back. And normal success.
Normal success. It got a normal success as well. So it does. You are lucky. It only does 3 points of damage.
I can take that.
Yep. Okay. It that's the only one that it can attack. So it is back to the top. Cordelia.
Will be
dead end. And
yeah.
Behind you, you see Betsy basically appear behind you as well, with a gun out.
You've got a gun. Well, why didn't you go back and shoot those things?
Someone's got to look after you.
Yes, that is important. I'll be looking at the... Does the dead end here look like the other dead end?
No, this just looks like it's... it doesn't continue on at all. Right. It doesn't look like a...
It's not like tracks going underneath it or...
Nope.
Okay. But there's no... Were we at like a T-junction? Is there a way for us to go back and go the other way or...?
Yeah, you have to get past the creatures to get back to the T-junction.
Nope. I will wait here and let the men folk bravely defend us.
Okay, so Ibram.
Yeah. I will unsuccessfully attack it.
Okay, Asim.
It is your turn, Asim. And I will try to duck around to the side a little bit so that our friend Alan can potentially do something useful.
This is much better. Hard success. Swinging the mighty
okay. Spark. Roll damage.
Damage plus damage bonus.
Nice.
5.
It drops.
Oh. We have done it.
Only four more.
Only four more, exactly.
And a cheetah steps forward.
Next.
Okay, it is Betsy.
Okay. Betsy can't figure out why a corridor would dead end. I mean, is it... like they were digging it and, you know, it's rough, like they didn't complete it, or is it, it's a man-made tunnel, so it's just kind of...
No, this one actually looks more like a natural fissure that's come to a dead end.
Okay, so it's...
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's still weird. She's going to waste a turn, probably searching frantically for any way out of this... death trap.
Okay, so we go to Alan.
All right. So
what have you got loaded? Solid or
probably just normal.
Just normal.
Not slugs.
Not slugs. Right.
I mean, I don't think he's... It's not like he's a hunter or anything. He wouldn't, like, have different ammunition. He'd just shotgun, please. Ammunition. Yep. Thank you.
Yep.
So. 86. That's not going to do it.
Okay, can...
Shoot the ceiling or something.
No, oh, well, the other two get luck rolls.
Actually, aren't they all kind of lined up in a row? So if he misses one, maybe he's got a chance at the others? Or is that
I
just...
I am succeeded on my luck roll.
Cool.
Yeah, they can the all same? Make luck rolls, too.
As did I.
Yeah.
Maybe the monsters have to make luck rolls.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess that's a good thing about Buckshot. Widespread.
Yeah, but the further out you go, it's the less damage. But one actually fails, so... But it's the one at the back, which means fairly well the longest distance, so...
1d6 or something.
1d6 damage.
Ooh, nice. All right, 1d6. 6!
6 points of damage. Nice. The hippo takes 6 points of damage.
Oh, well, good. Hippo.
Eat hippos.
Well, yeah, man. Hippo. With those huge barrel-shaped teeth. Don't want those hippos. Things to bite you.
I'm just going to just make it back down here. And you've done 6 damage against the hippo, and the bull is dead. Okay. Okay. So, it is their turn. It's the cheetah's turn. He's going to go for Ibram.
I will fight back.
Okay, so the cheetah rolls an attack. 36, so it fails.
I fail also.
Okay, you both fail.
I fail with 100, though, so I think I dropped my knife or something good like that.
Ah, you botched. So, yes, you do drop your knife. Make me a luck roll.
That is not a success.
Okay, it rolls past the cheetah.
At least the cheetah didn't grab it.
Right.
At least you didn't drop it on your toe.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But okay. It rolls past the cheetah. Okay, a scene.
I haven't gone yet. That was just my... Cordelia goes first, I think.
Yeah, sorry. You're correct, yes. Yep, that was his the cheetah's attack. So Cordelia, yes. What are you doing?
Staying here until it's clear.
Yep.
That seems the most sensible.
Okay. Ibram.
I will attempt to put the cheetah in a headlock so that a seam has a nice shot at its belly.
Nice.
Make me a brawl check.
Yeah. Hard success?
Hard success. Let's see. It's going to fight back. A 14 is also a hard success.
So that's advantage to the attacker on a fight back.
Yep. So you grab it and you've got it basically in a headlock.
So rather than doing damage, I would like to give Asim a bonus die on his attack.
Yep, you can do that. Asim, you now got a bonus die on your attack.
Cool. I'll take it. Let's see. The bonus die is going to give me 0-1 with a bonus die.
Oh,
wow.
Nice.
Sweet. Sweet.
max damage plus another roll.
I guess the cheetah had never expected to be grabbed in a headlock.
Basically, you grab it.
Yeah.
It's described as basically Ibran grabs the cheetah, lifts its head up as Seam's sword slices the head off, and all Ibran standing there with this head of a cheetah as the body collapses to the ground.
His back to the next.
Yes.
Hopefully, my back to the wall.
I'll let you be side on to the croc. Betsy, what are you doing?
There's nothing here. Stay here. I'll feel you.
And she runs back.
You run back around the corner to see this happen. And that's your action for this turn. Alan.
I say, duck like you did last time, boys.
Okay.
Ibrahim's head comes off.
Make a roll.
Oh, crap.
You get a penalty dice for shooting into combat?
Well, I'm not technically in melee combat.
No, but you're shooting into melee combat.
We're not technically in melee either, because our guy is beheaded.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Okay, I'll let you get away with that. Okay.
That's okay, because my dice didn't. I got a 93.
Ooh, that's a fail.
Okay, make me luck rolls.
Ooh, hey, I got a hard success on luck.
And they both make this, so neither of them get damaged. And Asim?
Yeah.
Luck roll?
Extreme success.
Okay, nobody gets damaged as the bullets, basically. As the, the shot, the buck goes flying everywhere. Okay, it is now the croc's turn.
Did you roll luck for the creatures?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Okay, croc. He will attack. Ibram, you're the closest.
Sure.
So he will attack you. He trips over and falls down.
Oh, okay. I will prepare to dodge, and then I will not.
And he rolls a 99, falls, trips over his own feet, and falls over.
Kills himself.
Oh, no, he knocks his knife towards your feet.
Oh, nice.
So, Cordelia.
Do I still hear the sound of battle going on?
Oh, yeah.
And I stay where I am.
Ibram.
I will pick up the knife and put my knee on his back and try to stab him, this crocodile. Okay. I know how we deal with crocodiles.
I'm going to give you a penalty dice because you're basically picking up the knife and attacking.
Will you give me a bonus die because he's lying down on the ground? And we'll cancel those out?
True. Yep, he is prone. So, yes, you do get a bonus dice. So, yep.
Ooh, I will spend a couple luck on that. Normal success.
Okay. I won't give her a chance to fight back because it's prone. So roll damage.
Is this a large knife that it had?
Yeah.
7.
Okay, so 7 points of damage. It's still there. Okay. So, Asim, you get a bonus die against the croc.
Another bonus die?
Yeah, because it's lying on the ground.
Okay, I'm not sure I'm going to need it. So that's a 14, which is not quite
you can. It doesn't matter. There's no difference between extreme and hard, is there? In terms of damage?
Between regular and
yeah. Okay.
6 points of damage.
6 points of damage. You kill the croc.
We are a good team.
We are a good team.
Okay. Falcon. Okay, so Alan. No, Betsy.
Betsy is not going to try to shoot through all this mess. That would be three people. So she's going to kind of stand there anxiously waiting, holding her gun at the ready.
Okay, Alan. It's yours. What sort of gun is yours? Was it a double barrel or?
Yep, so I'm reloading.
You're reloading. Okay.
So, safe.
For now.
50-50 chance. Okay, Asim, the Falcon's going for you. Okay, so it rolls to hit. Let's see. It misses. You fighting back?
You are muted. Cannot hear about your extreme success on a fight back while you are muted.
Oh, sorry, was that me?
Yes,
the same.
My wife was distracting me. Yes.
Yeah.
Fighting back with a normal success.
Okay, you hit.
Ooh.
It six failed to. 6 points of damage.
Right.
Okay. Okay, it's still standing. Okay. Now it's back up to Cordelia.
Still doing my thing.
Ibram.
Speaking of still standing.
I am slicing at the slightly distracted Falcon, and I will get an extreme, an 05.
No, 5. Cool. Roll damage.
Oof. For a whopping 2 points of damage.
Still there. Okay. Asim. You get a bonus die because you're the second person attacking it?
Yeah. I will finish it off with a hard success. And 8 points of damage.
Nice.
It is dead. Most definitely dead. Okay, and it's now Betsy.
Betsy, you know, she's still puzzled by this dead end thing. So she's going to kind of begin searching here at the bin to see if there's any loose rocks or anything that looks like it was covered over that might, again, be.
You don't find anything. Okay.
Don't kill us now, Professor.
Alan. There's only a hippo left.
And he's the one that I shot first. He was in the back, right?
Yeah.
So he's already damaged.
Yes.
I'll just chill and not
fire.
But I'm reloaded and ready to fire if need be.
Yep, so Cordelia, I take it you're just standing there?
Yes.
Ibram?
Not to get ourselves in trouble, but does the hippo want to attack one of us?
Oh, sorry, yep, thank you. Who does he attack? He attacks you,
okay.
Ibram, and he
fight
misses.
Back.
He misses.
I get a success on my fight back.
Roll damage.
For 3 damage, and then I will attack him and get a hard success.
Yeah, and he gets a fight back, and he fails. So roll damage.
For 10.
10 damage?
Yep.
He's dead.
Brilliant.
Good show, gentlemen.
I will wipe my blade off on the bodies of these
unnatural beasts.
Good session.
Did say it was a bad idea to go down these tunnels.
For them.
Well, really only for our now dead friend.
Our dead friend?
Just well, make a note.
Edwin's character that died at the beginning. What started all this?
It was a different tunnel, though.
Yeah, different tunnel, but the tunnels, when the tunnels began, it was really only bad for him.
Yes.
So far.
Worm tunnels are much more dangerous, apparently.
And we'll definitely leave it there for tonight.
Yeah, I got to run.
Nothing but animal-headed people in the regular tunnels.
I will catch you all later.
Okay. Tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
I think he's gone. Oh, he left. Yeah.
Hopefully. Okay.
Right. You have to slack him.
Take care. Okay. Cool, guys.
Take care.
Take it easy.
Bye, everybody. Yeah. Thanks, Gary. It was a lot of fun, man.
Glad you enjoy.